Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for a recipe that I recommend that most of us do not do in the air fryer. And the only reason I originally shared this air fryer recipe with you is because I felt that another air fryer YouTuber wasn't giving it the full information, as in they were just showing the before and after, not the in-between, and not what happens to your air fryer at the end. So this one's always been my awareness recipe that I've shared with you, and one that obviously will not be in the complete air fryer cookbook. And it is air fryer popcorn. You see, the problem here with the popcorn is, yes, you've got perfectly crispy, gorgeous popcorn that you could sit there and enjoy a bowl of whilst watching a movie. But of course, it creates a lot of damage to the air fryer because the popping burns the tops and the sides of the air fryer. And I have heard of many people say that when they've cooked air fryer popcorn, it set the air fryer on fire. So I just want you to be aware of this whenever you're seeing recipes for air fryer popcorn. And I will, of course, run through the recipe with you. And if you've got an air fryer oven, then it's very easy to put a tray on top and it's not as bad in an air fryer oven. But as most of us have air fryer baskets and a lot of us are complete air fryer beginners, it's not the kind of recipe I would want an air fryer beginner to do in the air fryer. So you would measure out about 65 grams of popcorn, along with half a teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil. And then if you want it sweet, about a teaspoon of brown sugar and about a tablespoon of melted butter. Or if you're in the US, that equates to about half a cup of popcorn. And then start by measuring out your corn. Don't do too much because otherwise you've got to remember it grows. So it's going to end up too big in the air fryer and you're going to create too much. Trust me when I say that portion of corn is a massive amount. And then add the corn to a bowl with extra virgin olive oil. Toss the corn well so it's coated in the oil. And then after you've done that, add the corn to the air fryer basket and create it as a big layer that is spread out. You don't want loads of popcorn on top of each other to begin with, so you just want it spread out. And then air fry it for 7 minutes at 200 Celsius, 400 Fahrenheit. The shake at 2 minute intervals by opening the basket slightly so the pop won't escape to the out of the air fryer. This is kind of another reason why I say it's not a beginner recipe, because you've got to slightly open the air fryer basket. And if you're quite nervous about using the air fryer anyway, this is seriously not a good idea. Then when it stops popping, toss it in your favourite popcorn seasoning, or like we did, we mixed together some melted butter with brown sugar and then we stirred it with a spatula and then we loaded it into popcorn boxes or bowls, and then you're ready for your movie time. And that is air fryer popcorn. So if you're an advanced air fryer user, feel free to give it a go, but it is a hazardous recipe for the air fryer. I just really want you to know that. You know what it's like? Everybody jumps on these trend wagons, and I just want you to know the outcome if you want to do it. Thanks so much for listening, and I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them. And we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to recipethis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.